Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best, and the Lord Jesus answered for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, thank God for the blessed word of God today. Thank God for all you've been listening, far and near. You know it's Sunday. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, we're here at the 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. And you know it means the full gospel message for Brother Eddie Lee and ask the sister to join them. And we await till they come on. Once again, I want to thank the Lord Jesus for all of you that are listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Truly and indeed, it is a blessed day, the blessed time, and the blessed opportunity for the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to go forward. And I pray this day that all you that hear will hear and receive, amen, the word of the living God on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost that he has given to his people, to all that accept him as Lord and believe. And I'm grateful that we don't have to totally rely upon ourselves, people. And I'm talking to those of you that have accepted Christ as Lord. You have help and whatever you need, okay? And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord. And through his spirit, he will give guidance and direction. He'll reveal. He speaks into our heart, all of that, okay? So you ain't got to, quote, shoulder this yourself, okay? Jesus Christ will help, amen? He will help. And truly indeed, it is another blessed day, another golden opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those of you. And just looking at how the days, how time is just flying by, people. Oh, man, we're coming into another work week again, amen? For some of us, I know some of you may be retired, but we're coming into another work week. And thank God for the ability to say that. God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
Amen. So truly indeed, it is a blessed day in the Lord. We do thank God for what he is doing, that our eyes have yet to see and our ears have yet to hear. Amen. My thing is, Lord, I just want you to keep on surprising me. Keep on do what you do, you know, and so I can continue especially to give you the glory and honor and praise. Amen. So thank God for him being a God who watches over his word.
Amen.
And the word of God say he is the true and living God. He's not a dead God. He carries life, people, in him.
Amen.
This is
Amen.
Why he's referred to as the living God.
Amen.
He said he's not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living.
That's
so
right.
For all of you that's hearing this word now, and you have not covenanted with the Lord and accept him as Lord, he's giving you the opportunity now to receive life. Life in your heart, life in your spirit. The life that comes from Christ and not anyone
Amen.
Else.
Amen.
Give you a chance to be born of the water and of the spirit, people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The opportunity is now. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
your mind can't comprehend the things that the Lord has in store for you. Okay?
Amen.
You came into this earth. When you was born to this earth, you were born with a purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't
Amen.
Just called here just to sit around here on earth and do anything. You have a purpose here on this earth.
Amen. Amen.
God has given the opportunity for you to seek him about what is your purpose. We all have a purpose. And this is why Satan wants to get this thing twisted with man and woman with woman, because he knows that two men can't make a baby and two women can't make a baby, okay?
Amen. And that's right.
The more people come into this earth, the more he's threatened that, hey, they're going to find out their purpose, and then my plan of hope here is going to be destroyed.
Amen.
So this is why he pushes for this people. This is why he's pushing people for abortion, okay? Because he doesn't want the purpose of God fulfilled in the earth, okay?
Amen.
And I pray that you always hear this, because we have an enemy out there, and his name is Satan. And for those of you that is not saved and you think that Satan is a friend of yours, well, you're going to have an eye-opener come. Because Satan is a friend of no one. He don't like anyone. Look, he don't even like his own demons. But they'll work together to try to destroy you, okay? There's no love among demons, okay?
Amen.
No love among demons.
That's right.
And he will work together with his demons to destroy you, especially if you are a Christian, because he hates Christians, okay?
Amen.
So you have a purpose. And for those of you that's listening, you say, I don't know what it is. But the Lord has given you the opportunity to seek him, to come to him about it. Consecrate a time unto the Lord. Spend time with him. Pick a time where that you're going to come before him in prayer and in the word. And remember, it takes sacrifice and discipline to keep this consecration. But I guarantee you, if you do this, he will answer you. There is no doubt.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
Blessed are the Lord. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
So everyone has a purpose on this earth and to do. And so you're not here just to occupy space. And this is why also he gives the Holy Ghost to them that accept him. When the Holy Ghost come in your heart, the Spirit of the Lord is not just there to take up space. The Holy Spirit has a purpose in you. You are listening that are believers. The Holy Ghost has a purpose in you. When he came into your heart, he didn't just come into your heart to sit there, okay?
Amen.
He has a purpose. And the Word of God enlightens us the purpose of the Holy Ghost. And people, for those of you that's listening and you've been saying, hey, I'm going to get in the Word, but you haven't, let me tell you, the devil does not want you to get into the Word to find out the purpose of the Holy Ghost in your life. You don't have to shoulder these problems. You don't have to sit there and rack your brain on what to do. If you have the Spirit of the living God in you, the Lord will reveal to you through his Spirit what to do.
Amen.
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 So he's there for a purpose, people. The Word of God enlightens us on the purpose of the Holy Ghost. So I encourage those of you that, especially if you are believers, but you say, I don't know my purpose. Well, God says, seek him about it. Once again, spend some quality time. Consecrate a time that you're going to come before the Lord, okay? And to come before him in prayer, come before him in fasting and study the word. And I guarantee you that the Lord is going to reveal himself to you. And for those of you that are sinners, you're not on this earth for no reason. You're not on this earth in vain, okay?
Amen.
The Lord said covenant with him so he can show you the purpose he has for you, okay?
Amen.
He said covenant with him, okay? And like I said, each one, the souls that come into this earth, Satan becomes more threatened because he's afraid that if they find out their purpose that God has for them on this earth, he's in trouble, okay?
Amen.
He's in trouble, so he doesn't want anyone to know any purpose that the Lord has for their life. Amen?
That's true.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing, Sister Helen?
Bless.
Amen. Good to hear from you. So keep that in mind, people. And I've talked to different, through the years, I've talked to different people. As I said, people that say they're in the church. And when you ask them about the purpose, they look lost. You know, when you ask them, said, do you know why your purpose here? Why are you here on this earth? What purpose that the Lord have for you? You know, people look lost, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some people look unconcerned, like they really ain't concerned about finding out or knowing their purpose, okay?
Amen.
And they don't understand. They're just wandering through life feeling, trying to feel their way, okay,
mm-hmm.
through this life. But the Lord Jesus loves you, and he wants you to know that. And, yes, he has a purpose. And some of you are feeling like that, you know, there's no need for you here. I come against the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bind the spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bind that demon talking in the name of Jesus. I command that demon to close his mouth.
Amen.
I want you to hear this. You have a purpose. And no matter what people are saying to you, they're saying, you know, people have a thing, they say mean things to each other. And they say that, you know, you ain't worth nothing, you can't do good, and all of that. And to you parents, watch how or what you say to your children, okay?
Amen.
Watch what you're speaking over on them. Watch
when
you singing that you don't amount to nothing. Watch watch those words. Be careful of what you're saying. Even when there are little kids, 2 and 3 and 4 years old, be careful what you're saying. Because some don't understand that some of them are acting out what was spoken over them. And see, you got to understand that when you go around and tell your 3 or 4 year old and you say, I see you to do this, and what you're saying is negative, and then they are doing it, and you're wondering why are they doing it? Well, you got to go back to what you spoke over there, okay? You got to go back to what you're saying about them. So I want to say to you, young dads, you know, be careful what you're saying to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And fulfill your role and your responsibility as the father, okay?
Amen.
They're very important. I want to say to you young mothers, watch what you say about your kids, okay?
Amen.
Fulfill your role as a mother. And to both mother and father, to some of you that especially doing this, quit cussing your kids out, okay? Because they make a mistake.
Amen.
You know, quit doing that. You just don't realize what you're speaking and how you damaged them. And I've seen children that when mama or daddy is cussing them, I can see the drop look on their face. They whole face drop. You know, and you're like, wow. You know, you just about it just took your hand and really beat them, okay, to way they operate. So be careful what you're saying. And we're seeing in this nation the rise of young people going into places, shooting places up, okay? And we have, in America here especially, let our children go. And we have gotten away from education. We've gotten away from the right morals that even the Lord wants us to stand on. We got away from that.
Man.
And we did not play the role of the responsibility that was given to us in leading the children into that which is right. And so now we're starting to see in this nation how we're reaping, okay? We're reaping behind it, okay? We have not shown them right values, you know, like we should, and the way of order and respect, because the way of order and respect has gone out the window. It has gone out the door, okay? And many of our once church mothers and church fathers are passing on. They transition. And what we're seeing now, people coming up, is people that is not really standing firm on the right values. And therefore, Amen. Our children is hurting. So
Amen.
Let us keep that in prayer. And I say unto those of you that are standing on right values, continue to stand, okay? We're living
Amen.
In a time where people are calling that corny and funny and, you know, you got to get with the times. You're hearing all that. And I want to say unto you parents, Jesus has to be the way. He has to be the number
Amen.
One way. And the words of man cannot be the way, okay? And there are times that you are going to be looked at as the bad guy. I'm just going to tell you right now, because if you're standing on the right foundation and a righteousness and the time we're living in, this nation have gone away from what is right. And so now they are in a time where they say, do what feels good to you, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's a dangerous statement. And now it's been affecting our children, because now our children think that we're supposed to operate like every other household here in this nation. And so, therefore, when you're standing on the right principles, you start to get pushback. And not only from your children, but from people in other homes who are letting their children go as well. And so as a parent and overall as a believer in Christ, you have to make that decision whether you're going to continue to stand on what is right or what is not. You have to make that decision, and no one can make it for you. But I tell you, if you stand on what the Lord Jesus has given, you're going to reap the good rewards of it when the smoke clears. So I want to encourage you all to do that. So now we have the sisters here tonight. Thank God for three sisters here. And I want to take this time before I turn it over to y'all. I thank you, sisters, for your perseverance. And I ask that you all and sisters out there that is listening to pray for men. Pray that men are renowned. More men will rise up, because we got to be real. The number of women to men in the church is staggering, okay? It's like, it's staggering. And we see the hand of Satan among many of the men. And if some of you men are listening to this, please hear me on this, okay? Because you guys have been called and assigned as leaders, and Satan wants the leader out of the way. Point blank. You know, this is why you have many husbands that have left the homes, many fathers being absent and all that, and many of the men don't realize why Satan is putting these temptations out there to them, and they going into these temptations and being led away from where they're supposed to be. So I ask you, sisters, to continue to keep men in the prayers, you know, that more men will rise up and take their place in Christ. So, amen. So, sisters, I'm going to – y'all got about 41 minutes, and I'm going to turn it over to y'all hands. God bless.
We thank the Lord for being on the comfort line tonight, and it's always a blessing, you know, to be on here. And we've been, you know, studying about the second coming of Jesus Christ, and we see now that first my name is Stella Dickens. I'm from the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message, and I was saying, I thank the Lord for, you know, for being here to, you know, on the broadcast tonight, and we've been studying about the second coming of Jesus Christ and all the signs and things that are, you know, before us, and when Jesus would walk with his disciples on earth before his death, and he was walking with his disciples, and they were asking him, Lord, what is the sign of your, you know, the end of the world, and what is the sign of you coming? And so so the first thing that he said was, it's gonna be a great deception. He told us that it will be a great deception that you know, that take heed that no man deceive you. He said, for many is going to come in his name, saying that he is Christ and shall deceive many. And so he's telling you right there that a lot of people, they're going to believe that. And the one reason because they're going to believe that is because they do not have a relationship with their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know what he said that he's going to send us he sent us another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is going to lead and guide us into all truth, and we should know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And so we have the Holy Ghost, you know, to lead and guide us. You know, when all these things come up on the earth, and even in the Revelation, they talking about this Antichrist, how he's going to be doing great signs and wonders, and he's going to be doing all kinds of miracles. And some of the people, they're going to wonder at him. They're going to be amazed at him. They're going to want to follow him. And it's not going to just only be like the sinners. It's going to be some Christian people too. They're going to be running after him. Why? Because they do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then they're going to be hung up on gifts, you know, like miracles and things like that. And see, and when we get caught up into miracles, and get caught up in on the different gifts of the Spirit, and then we could be slowly led away, quickly be led away from the teaching of Christ, because what we're supposed to be focused on is that not the gifts but the fruits of the Spirit. That's what we want to produce, is the fruits of the Spirit. Because the fruits of the Spirit is Jesus himself. And so when we desire the fruits of the Spirit, and then people will be drawn to us, because Jesus said that ye are the light of the world. We are the stand of hill that cannot be hid. And so they're like somebody was speaking one night, they were saying, I don't know who was speaking, they were saying just like you put like a little candle, you know, in a dark room, and so that whole room, you know, everybody that's in that room is going to focus right on that candle, because that candle is giving light. So that's where our light's supposed to be, like in this world of darkness, that when people see us, they're supposed to see Jesus, they're supposed to see a light, they're supposed to see the joy, the peace, and the gentleness, and the long suffering, and meekness, and the temper, and they supposed to want to desire that. They supposed to say, oh, I want that. Whatever they got, I want that. Because I remember when I first came into the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, the first thing that I saw in our local was so much love. It was so much love in our local. I remember that after we have our Wednesday night service, we hated to depart from one another. We didn't even want to leave. We didn't even want to go home because of all of that love that was, you know, there amongst us. And I can really see, you know, when the Lord said he wanted the 40 message, when he said he wants the church and the people to say so, oh, see how they love one another. And the people go to be drawn by that love that they see in us. You know, like when the word of the Lord said, when the people can't find a standard elsewhere, said let it be seen amongst us. It's telling you right there that at some time or another, the standard that is in the Christian world, the church world, is going to fall, and then the people going to be looking for something different. They're going to be looking for that love of Jesus Christ. And when they see us, they're supposed to see that love, and they're supposed to be drawn, you know, to the love. They're like even in that book of Acts, you know, how many, so many people were added to the church daily, and how they broke bread and they ate for one another house every day, you know, and they were fellowship, and they had They had, you know, the apostles taught them the words, and they were happy, and you know, and full of joy, full of peace, and everything, and there was and the church grew. It really grew. You know, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to the church. You know, that's a miracle there. That's a miracle. You know, Jesus said, "Greater thing that we're going to do than we mm-hmm. thought." You know, greater miracles than that He did. You know, that we supposed to do. And what happened on the day of Pentecost? 3,000 people, you know, were saved after, you know, the preaching of Peter and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you know, and even as Peter shattered, you know, when he was in his ministry, and how the anointing of the Holy Ghost was up on him so greatly, until the people wanted to run and put people all on the side of the road, that when Peter shattered came past, that the people mm-hmm. would be healed. And even Paul took pieces of his garment off his and prayed over it and sent it out to the people, and they were healed, and devils and demons and stuff flee from the people. And so so the Lord wants that same thing to happen to us today. We want that same anointing to be up on us today. We have the Holy Spirit, but we need the greater power of the Holy Spirit operating in our life. We do it, you know, limited, you know, and God heals, and He heals people here and there. But He wants a greater outpouring of the Holy Ghost to come up on His people. God, He said Pentecost must come.
That's Amen.
At the 84th message, He said Pentecost must come. The greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit must come to those even afar off. He was telling us that it got to come back. It got to be what? A restitution, a restoration of all things. This got to come back to the church. This got to be restored back to the church again. And so the Lord, He wants that to, you know, to happen amongst His people. And the people's getting ready now. You know, little groups here and little groups there, you know, because the Lord said he would not leave Himself without a witness. And so God got people in every denomination everywhere, because He said all Christendom is going to flow together, people and mighty people in righteousness. And this mm-hmm. coming forth, we might not even see it now, but we don't know what God is doing, you know, under the, you know, without us even knowing things. He's working over here and He's working over there, and He's working with different people. And when He brings mm-hmm. them together, it's going to be a multitude, because He said more than what, 10,000 times 10,000 waiting up mm-hmm. at the gate, waiting out to come in. They waiting out. People, he's not going to leave Himself without a witness.
Amen.
You know, God, he is a great and powerful God. And I do thank Him, you know, for choosing me before the foundation of the world to be his child. I really thank Him for that. As I was talking, I was thinking about a testimony that my nephew Kevin gave at a similar. That was it was 2022, he gave a testimony about Jesus. He said, Jesus had came, and he said was in a dream, and he said it, and he saw he was in the temple. And he said that temple was just full of people, all in there. And he was saying, he was looking in there, and he was saying, "So what had Jesus?" And he said, he felt like all these people in here, he probably don't, you know, really don't know I'm here. He said Jesus said, "Here I am, my son." You know, that like broke my heart. You know, just like you can be in the midst of a whole lot of people, and you think that Jesus not even with you, and all of a sudden, you know, He touched you. He touched you, you know, by His Holy Spirit, and so He letting us know that even though there is millions and billions of people up on this earth, and billions of that are already gone, but But each one of us, we are special to him, just like his
Amen.
Own child.
Yeah.
Just like his own. And so
yeah.
When I talk about that, that's really a really touch in my heart. Because thank you, Jesus. Because each one of us, I don't care who we are, each one of us, we are just like his only child. You know, the Helen,
yeah.
Sister Allison, Brother Nate Daniel, Brother Lee. It's just like we his own child with that special relationship that he has and that with us. And that's what he wants to have, that special relationship with each
Amen.
One of us, you know. And that's all I had to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, I truly thank and I praise the Lord for that word. And my name is Lurleen Anderson, and I live in Pennsylvania. And I truly, truly thank and praise the Lord. And as the sister was speaking, and, you know, when you be listening, things come to your mind. And that's just as she was saying, you know, Jesus, you know, he looks at each one of us special, you know. And I was thinking about, you know, the prodigal son, when he took all his wealth and he left home. But when he
yeah.
came back, you know,
yeah.
that his father wanted to put the cape on him and the rings on his finger and have a, you know, lay out the great supper for him, because he thought his son was lost forever. He thought he
Amen.
Was lost, but he came
Amen.
Back home. And
Amen.
I praise the Lord. So for the sister, because, you know, it's just the word, and it's just like, you know, I've told people a testimony is something that God has done for you. That's a testimony.
Yeah.
And I just thank and I praise the Lord, you know, for the words that the sister was speaking, because
Amen.
They are like so true. And Jesus
Amen.
Wants us to have a relationship with him. A relationship close enough that he can say we are his friends, you know, and not to have that closeness with him. And we can only get that closeness with him through the word and through prayer.
Amen.
And, you know, also just like, you know, some of the disciples, when they tried to cast that devil out of the man and they couldn't, and they went to Jesus, but Jesus told them, some you can only cast out through prayer and fasting. And that's what we do. You know, we have to take all the word upon
Amen.
Us that has spoken in order for us to be the people or the person that the Lord wants us to be, and in order for us to be have that relationship so close with Jesus that he can say, you know, that we are his friends. And I just think, Lord, and as the sister was saying, that we've been stirred in on the second coming of Jesus Christ, because you know what? All the things that Jesus did throughout his lifetime on earth, when he was on earth, everything that he did, it was a reason for it, and everything that he did was in preparation of his second coming. You know, and brother talking, you know, to find out, you know, what our mission is. And see,
Amen.
We have, just like, you know, the sister was saying, you know, we have to be prepared and know what our mission is, because Jesus knew his mission. He knew his mission. So everything that he did when he was on this walking the earth in his natural life, and he was just a man. As
Amen.
But everything that it had a purpose to it. And of the scripture, his purpose was to make the preparation for his second coming. And the scriptures tells us that he was our perfect example. None like it, no other like it. That
Amen.
He was conceived by the Holy Ghost. There is not another person that was ever throughout the whole has scriptures that was conceived by the Holy Ghost. And
Amen.
You know, that his purpose was to make himself ready for, you know, the work that had to be done. The second, also, you know, things that he did to make ready. And, you know, even the word, when we read in the Bible, a lot of people want to say, and I really, really pray for the understanding and that God would give people understanding in his word. And when I say in his word, I'm talking about the Bible because people accept, I'm not saying all of it because they really don't accept the whole Bible, all of it, because if they did, they would accept it. Understand, you know, different parts of the Bible when he talked about, you know, like in Malachi and Matthews and in Luke and throughout, you know, the scriptures. Starting, it actually is started in the Old Testament talking about, you know, the second coming of Jesus and the things that was done in preparation. You know, even when he went down to River Jordan and was baptized of John, it was for a reason, and he was setting an example. You know, Jesus is, why would, you know, we have to have faith and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and be baptized, you know, because he set the example from the beginning that when he went as of John. You know, John was hesitant in baptizing him. It's like, who am I to baptize you? And you know, you're the Christ. Who am I? But it was to set the example. And he is our example. And I think and I praise the Lord for it because he was preparing the way before, you know, for us. He, the things that he suffered and went that he went through. You know, that's why he was sent here. To take away all of our excuses, to take every excuse that we might have, he suffered and went through those things that we will not have an excuse in the end. Because you know what? We could easily say, you know, I couldn't do this because I lost my mother, I lost my husband, I lost my child. I was homeless and didn't have any food. You know, he suffered through all of that. You know, that he had. Even the scriptures tell us that, you know, he was buried. The tomb that he was put in wasn't even his. It didn't even belong to him. You know, watch and be careful. And just like the sister was saying, you know, because of what he went through, and as the sister was saying, the people are going to, you know, when they are looking, when they are looking for a standard, we should be that standard. You know,
Amen.
We claim Jesus and his goodness and his mercy and his love and his kindness, then you should be that a standard because you're going to be going through and you're going to do as he said. You know, a lot of people want to do as I say and not as I do. No, Jesus showed us he did it. And so for us, it would be, we will have to do as he did because he went through these things and he showed us these things. And the Church of Christ with Elijah Message have this, the book, the Word of the Lord book. And this book is, you know, it's really, it's an abridgment, it's a witness through the Bible, because the scriptures are in the Bible that are in this word of the Lord. If you want to accept the Bible, then you have to accept this word of the Lord because it bears witness. They bear witness of each other. And we have been, you know, like studying on this book because I'm going to tell you, and I can only speak for myself, and I'm speaking for myself because I know without a doubt that this is the last prophecy that is in the Bible because Jesus came and he said that he sent his angelic angel, an angelic angel, that he must come bring this last warning. And this word of the Lord brought to mankind by hand of an angel is the last warning. It is the last warning. We don't have to accept it if we don't want to, but it is the last warning that we are going. you know, in these days. And mm-hmm. when we read in Revelation, you know, a lot of people, there's certain books in the Bible they don't want to read, and Revelation is one, and Daniel, you know, but all the things that they went through in the Bible that is spoken of, you know, mm-hmm. we not might have that same test and trial that Job had. But mm-hmm. I was thinking when my sister was speaking, you know, I thought about when Job was going through his trial, if you pay attention to the things that Job went through, you know, the Lord has already said, Jesus has already said he would never leave himself without a witness again mm-hmm. on this earth.
Yeah.
And time when something happened to Job, it was one person that was left alive to go and tell Job, this happened, that
mm-hmm.
all of your
children
are, your, all of your animals was killed, or this happened
mm-hmm.
and that happened. It was a witness
mm-hmm.
that was for Job.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
He said, himself without a witness again. And
again.
This word, Lord brought to mankind by the hand of an angel, it is a witness.
Amen.
Receive it or accept it or not. And one of the things that was left to us last night at the end of the broadcast is in one of the messages in the Bible, the 91st. I would say the 86th verse. 86th message in the 20th verse, it says, unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise
mm-hmm.
to their calling. This is what
mm-hmm.
Brother Nate was talking about at the beginning. You know, we need to know what our place and our calling is in the Lord. And,
Amen.
You know, I was told once that the only thing that women can do is to teach other women and to teach the children. So we need to know our place and calling, because a lot of times the Lord will
mm-hmm.
give you something to tell a man, and they might
Amen.
Not want to share it, but the
mm-hmm.
Lord will give you things to tell a man sometimes. It's not that
mm-hmm.
you are not over men, and we are not
mm-hmm.
Elders, and we are not preachers, but just like the woman at the well, the Lord told
mm-hmm.
her to go and tell. He didn't tell
mm-hmm.
her to go and preach. He said, go and tell. That he had given her the word that he said, you would never thirst again. Now you go and tell this. And you know who she went to tell that to first? She went to the disciples and told them first. Because they had went away, and she was at the well with Jesus, and he was teaching her that. And he told her to go and tell. And that is our mission, to do all that we can do, to go from door to door, to go from house to
Amen.
House, and the Lord tell us to do. And this word
Amen.
Says, unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed. And see, that's one of the things that people want to use now. They can't. About the word. They can't tell about the goodness of the Lord Jesus. They can't tell
mm-hmm.
that Jesus saves, that he heals, that he delivers, because we want to use this, that we are depressed, we are oppressed and depressed,
mm-hmm.
you know, because even the Bible let us know that, you know, we can have a sin of omission as well as
mm-hmm.
sin because we have omitted things that the Lord has given for us to
mm-hmm.
do.
Amen.
And rise to their place, their area of neglect and hindrance. Turn away from their choice of work. And when I was reading this, or I read it last night, and I was reading this, and it's, you know, and I'm thinking and picking up on the word here and there, and it says, turn away from their choice of work.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you got a lot of people picking out things they want to do, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah.
I've heard people say, I want to preach. Oh, I want to preach. I heard somebody say one time, long time ago, that I want to preach. Okay, maybe the Lord didn't call you to be a preacher. Maybe he called
Amen.
You to be a teacher, or called you for
Amen.
One of the other areas in the work to do. But he and I was looking at this, and it said their choice. So you're going to pick out your choice as the work, what you want to do. No, you have to pray, as the brother was saying. You go before the Lord, and you ask the Lord, what has he given for you to do? You know, that's the
Amen.
Thing that I try to say, Lord, today, what have for me to do today. Not my will, but thy will. And that's what we have to be, because that's what Jesus got to the point where he had to tell his father, not my will, but thy will. You know, he was willing to, you know, to go through this, but he said that, you know, if it be his will to remove this bitter cup from me, if it's, you know, like, dad, if it's your will that I not do this, but he said, but my will, you know, he was willing to do it, but he wanted to do whatever his father said. And it's not our choice and work. He said that otherwise it'll come to nothingness. And that's mm-hmm. what's going on. That the Lord will call others to work and carry this work onward. Let come what may, let go what will, worry not in well doing. And, you know, we know ourselves from the time that the Lord drew us. He drew us. We didn't come. He drew us into this work. We have seen many, many people go. We have seen people go and come. And you
yeah.
see how testimony that some of these people had. And then for them to, you know, to me, it's like they turned their back on God after that great testimony that they had, what the Lord had done for them. They still, they turn and turn their back on the Lord, you know. And then, and mm-hmm. another one, message is in the 91st one, message that, you know, it's, we really need to take heed, really take heed. Because in this message, 91 and 20, okay, let's see, message 91 and 20, it says, see those who would be vessels of honor, would be vessels of honor, but because of pride and seeking the praise of high positions, have walked away from this honorable work of God. And
amen.
We know I was, have seen mm-hmm. that done, because you
amen.
Answer this, do that. What mm-hmm. do? You turn the back on this work
mm-hmm.
and not. Have some turned their back on this work after the Lord has really revealed to them that this work
mm-hmm.
is truth, that he is
amen.
The Lord. And I'm not just going to say the scriptures, but according to the Bible, where the Lord said that he's sending his messenger in this day and time to bring this everlasting gospel, and because people
mm-hmm.
can't do what they want to do, not only do they walk away, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
They walk away. They turn their back on this work, and then they talk about this work. And that's
mm-hmm.
what they're talking about, this work. And the word continues to say, I would not come to it. Some would not come
mm-hmm.
to it, which is so because of the position that they can't have. Therefore, their call of God, they heed not, but
mm-hmm.
destroy and deny it by their actions. Save what and all you can, but cast not your pearls before swine. And see, the Lord is telling us right now to take this word and give this
mm-hmm.
word. But
mm-hmm.
and for years, I've always felt like if you got to beg somebody to come to church, you got to beg them to stay. The word says,
mm-hmm.
don't cast your pearls swine. Don't beg them. Give them the word. Give them the
amen.
Word. You
don't
have
mm-hmm.
to beg them. You
amen.
Have beds where you follow up with them. You don't just throw them out there and leave them out there on the limb alone. You
amen.
Go back and beg them, but you don't beg them, because the word says, don't throw your pearls before swine. And this word, actually,
mm-hmm.
if you really, really get into this word and meditate upon this word, you do have pearls in your hand. This word, a pearl.
Amen. Amen.
And, so then the 21st verse said, moreover, the Lord is grieved because men that have been called are doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
waiting for a great day to come to shake
mm-hmm.
them loose. Shake them loose from what? Their own pride, their own,
amen.
You know, whatever they are tied up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
So this verse wrapped up and tied up and all of this confusion that's going on out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Where are
mm-hmm.
those that would qualify to be leaders and be up and doing. You know, and I can testify to myself, you know, it's another verse in this precious book of pearls, the word of the Lord, where it tells, you know, when they come into the church, you know, to qualify to be leaders, qualify. And I know, and I just of myself, but of the Spirit of the Lord, that there are people that are in and taking up these positions, and they are not qualified for these positions. Not qualified for them.
Amen.
That I know that's the Spirit of the Lord. And I thank God. And I don't want to take up all the time, so, but thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
Amen. My name is Helen Teague. I'm with the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message. You know, and I just truly thank the Lord for the word that have went forth on tonight. And I always thank the Lord, you know, for the broadcast, you know, and the gospel, you know, being spoken over the airway. And, you know, and I truly thank, you know, for that and for him even bringing me into the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message. Because I know that word, you know, is our extra oil that is going to be, you know, in this last day, and that this word has so much power. And, you know, and I thank the Lord, listening to Brother Nate, you know, before I tuned in, and, you know, and he was talking about knowing your place and calling in Christ Jesus and what he has called you to do, you know, in this day and time. And so we know that when the Lord speak a Raymond word, a word to us, you know, in this season, you know, we know that we have a fight on hand with the enemy. He tries to make you turn loose that spoken word that he has given to you, and he tries to make it hard, you know, for it to come past, you know, in your life. And he was, and Brother Nate was speaking that quality time, that prayer time, you know, you know, the Lord, during that time, he will reveal, you know, great and precious things, you know, to us. And you know what? And I can do, Lord, you know, for the word, for that word of encouragement, you know, to encourage you along the way, you know. And I just truly thank the Lord for all the great testimonies, you know, that have spoken tonight. And I truly thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord, Jesus. Yes.
Dear Lord, we want to thank you tonight for blessing this broadcast and for blessing us with the opportunity to share the gospel with all that are listening.
Lord.
Father, we pray
Lord.
For every home right now that is suffering and in need of the move of God in their place.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray for every marriage that Satan has snuck into and caused dissension and contention among husband and wives. We pray that, Father,
Lord.
That there will be a healing among the men and among the women of God this day and in every home that it has suffered, Lord, from the plans of the enemy. We pray for the children in the home who have suffered abuse, of physical and verbal.
Jesus.
And, Lord God, that's been led astray or been deserted, Lord God.
Lord.
We pray that your hand of mercy will be upon them in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
We pray for the uprising of more men and women of God to rise up,
Lord.
Stronger homes in Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
That there will be a rise in those that will come against the evil and stand against
Lord.
Without any fear, but trusting in you. We pray that you will release
Lord.
Boldness unto your people that are doing missionary works in other nations and even in this nation, that,
Lord
God, that the boldness of Christ will operate in them and that they will speak and preach the gospel with boldness.
Lord.
We pray, Lord God, that they will go to every lost soul, every soul that has been deserted, every soul that is in bondage to the enemy
Lord.
And give them the word of life. We pray for deliverance this day. We pray that you would go into the nursing homes this day and touch the older people that feel alone and rejected, Lord God. We pray that your peace will come unto them, Lord, that your word will come
Lord.
To them. And, Lord, send your servants into the
Jesus.
Place, Lord God, to speak a word of encouragement
Lord.
To them in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we pray for every worker in the nursing home that are taking care of them. We pray that you would give them strength in their bodies, Lord God, and strength in their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for these nursing homes that the Spirit of the living God will fill these places.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray for your people who are suffering attacks on their workplace, on their jobs. Lord God, we pray that the light of Christ will shine through them unto their supervisor, unto those that are over them, and that they may see Christ Jesus in them.
Yes,
Father, we
Lord
pray
Jesus.
Today, Lord God, that you would go into the hospitals and raise up those off the deathbeds and destroy leukemia, Lord God, and cancer and tumors. Cause them to
Lord
shrink
Jesus.
And go away.
Yes,
Lord God, let the doctors see your hand and, Father, give you glory.
Yes,
Father, we
Jesus.
Pray right now that you'll restore blood pressure and remove diabetes and restore
Jesus.
Sight to the blind and hearing. To those
thank
who are deaf,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, remove
the
pain out of
Jesus.
Shoulders and out of legs and out of backs, Lord
yes,
God. And
Lord.
Remove pain out of eyes and heal corneas
yes,
and glaucoma, Lord.
Lord
God. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we pray today,
Jesus.
Lord God, that you will bless those who are in need of financial blessing. Go into
yes,
the homes
Lord
and
Jesus.
Cause them to be blessed, Lord God, that they may give you glory.
Yes,
open
Lord.
Doors that
yes,
no man
Lord.
Can shut, Lord God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
That they may continue to give you glory and honor
yes,
and praise.
Lord
put
Jesus.
A praise in the heart of those, Lord God,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, who are going through
yes,
hard times
Jesus.
And went through depression and feeling rejected
yes,
and
Lord.
Lonely, Lord God. Father, we
yes,
pray that
Lord
you will
Jesus.
Place a song of deliverance in their heart, that
yes,
they may sing
Lord
that song
Jesus.
And be delivered by the power of Almighty God. Father,
yes,
I pray
Lord.
For your people to come together. I pray for the people in the Church
yes,
of Christ
Lord.
To allow the message. I pray that you will
yes,
do a marvelous
Lord.
Work and a wonder, that you will bring your people
yes,
together as you have once before, Lord God. Let
yes,
your anointing
Lord
destroy
Jesus.
The yoke of the enemy. Let your anointing
yes,
drive
Lord.
Out every work of the flesh and remove contention
yes,
and strife.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, let the power of your word
yes,
go forth.
Lord.
The plan of the Lord God be seen. The design and the wise
yes.
design of
yes,
yours
Lord
be known
Jesus.
Among your people. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
cause
yes,
bitterness
Lord.
And hatred and all envy and strife to be removed.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your love flow throughout your people.
Yes.
In
yes,
the name of
Lord
Jesus,
Jesus.
Cause
yes.
repentance to come forth and the
yes,
people to
Lord.
Fall upon their knees and mourn before you, Lord God, in humility.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus,
yes.
cause eyes to
thank
see you, Lord
Jesus.
God. Send your heavenly angel, your beings, Lord God,
yes,
to
Lord.
Combat the enemy in the heavenlies. We come against
yes,
every principality,
Jesus.
Every power, every
Lord,
ruler
yes,
of darkness
Lord.
Of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, we pray
Lord.
Right now that you will release your warring angels in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Jesus
to come against the enemy right now. Father, we thank you
yes,
for the
Lord.
Shedded blood of Jesus Christ, and we claim
yes,
the blood over
Jesus.
Our spirit, soul, and bodies, over our
yes,
wives,
Lord.
Over our husbands, over our children, our grandchildren, and everyone that is
yes,
connected
Lord,
into
Jesus.
Our family. Lord God, we give you praise
yes.
today in glory and
yes,
honor because
Lord,
you are worthy to be lifted up
yes,
and to be magnified.
Lord,
so, Father, we thank
yes,
you for what you're
Jesus.
Doing, for what our eyes have
yes,
yet to
Lord.
See and our ears have yet to hear, the marvelous
yes,
plan
Lord,
that you
Jesus.
Have for us today. Lord,
thank
forgive us, Lord
Jesus.
God, of our shortcomings.
Thank
our trespasses,
Jesus.
Our transgressions, Lord God.
Yes.
Cleanse us in
yes,
your blood.
Jesus.
Remove the stain off
yes,
our garments
Lord.
Right now. We need
yes,
you today,
yes,
Lord, more than
yes,
ever before,
Jesus.
Lord God. We need you today, and we cry out unto you, Lord God.
Yes,
we call
Lord.
Out unto your name, Lord God. Move right now.
Yes.
Move
yes,
in a mighty
Lord.
Way, Lord. Show your hand, Lord God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Let
yes,
the people
Jesus.
See your heart, Lord God. Let them know your will for their lives, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
And indict into them, Lord, and show them the purpose that you have called them to do in the
yes,
name
Lord
of
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. So Lord God, continue to bless this broadcast and bless every
yes,
voice
Lord.
That's on this broadcast to deliver your message
yes,
unto those all over the world. Father, we're looking
yes,
for an extension,
Jesus.
Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're looking
yes,
for
Jesus.
Lord you to do a mighty work in the wonder right now in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
And Lord God, we will
yes.
be careful this day to give you all the
yes,
glory
Lord.
And all the honor and all the praise.
Yes,
in
Lord
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name we pray. And Father, we thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Thank
amen.
Jesus.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank God
thank
for
you.
All of you that have
yeah.
been listening. May the Lord continue to bless you all. In Jesus' name, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
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 God bless.